Hi, Dennis, it's Matt Blank here from the UK.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Anyone who watches Saturday morning television, whether it be in America, the UK, or 83 other countries around the world, will know who Dennis Haskins is. He played the beloved Mr. Belding, principal of Bayside High School, on Saved by the Bell, NBC's number one Saturday morning show. Dennis has developed Mr. Belding into a part of an American teen culture, and when not on the set, Dennis lends much of his free time to personal appearances for charitable organisations. He takes advantage of his huge popularity with kids by travelling to schools throughout the US, speaking to thousands of children, talking about education. Carrying this on, he has been part of the National Basketball Association's Stay in School program, and he has even had a school competition named after him called the Dennis Haskins Open.
Absolutely.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it's a regional trivia contest.
And why was it decided to name after you?
Well, my university, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where I went to school, is where it's held, and because of Saved by the Bell's popularity with school, they just tied it all in.
Well, you're most famous for Saved by the Bell and Mr. Belding in it, so obviously we're going to discuss that, but I'm intrigued by the work that you did before your fame. Now, you were the music manager for Tom Jones.
I promoted two concerts with Tom Jones.
How many years ago was that?
That was back in the 70s.
And what was it like working with Tom Jones then? I mean, did you have much contact with him?
You know, I didn't have a lot of contact with him, but he seemed like a really nice guy, and he was an absolute professional.
So you have nothing bad to say about him at all?
Oh, no, not a bit.
Before pursuing a career in the entertainment world, what sort of things did you do? Dustman?
Well, I did whatever I could to make, you know, money that did not keep me from pursuing my career. I worked at a honey-baked ham store, wrapping hams and loading trucks and things like that. Worked on a catering truck. And
you've definitely moved on to better jobs since, I can assure you on that one. I mean, moving on to Saved by the Bell, was it in California that you found the audition for it?
Yes.
And it was originally Good Morning, Miss Bliss, wasn't it? That was what the audition was
right.
For? Okay, and what did you have to do for your audition to get the job?
Well, there were a series of seven auditions. I went in and I said to the producers, if you're looking for somebody who's like, hey, waka waka whoa, that kind of comedy, that's not what I do. And they said, well, we're off to a good start. Let's go ahead and read, because that's not what they were looking for. And the audition went well, so I was brought back.
Stating the obvious there, Dennis, sort of the audition went well. You did get the job.
But honestly, I went to four more auditions. We went to the network, and there were 26 people in the room, and it was down to me and another guy. Then they did not call me back. So I called my manager and said, I need to get back in there because I can do this job. And she told me, well, sometimes, Dennis, you have to let things go. And I just felt like it was my turn to do this job. So I actually called the executive producer, and I asked him how I did. And he said, well, you did good, my boy. And he was kind of kidding, because he was the one vote that said no. I found out later there were 25 yes votes, and he was saying, oh, let's wait.
Oh, was he fired?
Well, excuse me?
Was he fired? Well, if we get it wrong. I mean, look at what he could have prevented. The Mr. Belding now.
There you go. Well, my calling him and talking to him turned him around. He saw how much I really cared about the part. So he brought me back in, and things went great, and I got the job.
Okay, and that was in 1987. Now, 2 years later, it was renamed Saved by the Bell. So between 1987 and 1989, did your character change much?
It kind of evolved into a little bit sillier thing. I mean, I was there in Miss Bliss to be kind of a balance for Miss Bliss. But
right.
When it came to the school, when I was the only adult there, then it was me and the kids, you know, so there was a different dynamic, of course.
Now, what would you say that you have in common with the character of Mr. Belding in real life? You know, Dennis Haskins to Richard Belding, what's the similarities?
Well, I do enjoy being around kids. I do like having fun. I do get a little silly sometimes, but I'm not totally similar to him, but I do try to do the right thing, and that's pretty much what Mr. Belding did.
If in real life you were the principal of a school, what would be your five school rules?
Oh, wow. This is a good question, because I always tell kids that, you know, I'm a principal on television, but it's much more difficult in real life. I would have to say that it'd have to be about basic right and wrong, and honor and integrity would be a key. To treat each other as you would have them treat themselves. You have to be honest that if you were caught cheating, that would be an absolute no-no. I think also manner of dress would be important. I think how you dress.
Hopefully better than they dressed in Saved by the Bell.
Well, they always had brand new clothes. Wardrobe made sure of that. I would highly encourage sports.
Okay.
But I think sports really helps you get to know the other person. For example, in basketball, if you don't pass the ball to someone else, they're not going to pass it to you.
Right.
So you really have to learn teamwork.
What would you do with the fat kids? Well, you know, the kids don't particularly like sports.
Well, they don't. Then I would encourage some kinds of competition for kids that weren't able to compete in sports. For example, chess or debate team or things like that. If they don't have the physical ability to do things like that, then we would find another way for them to compete.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of care for kids. Now, you once said that Mr. Belding always put the kids first, and for this reason they loved him. Surely that's stretching the truth a bit, because, you know, actually Mr. Belding didn't really act as the principal for the entire school, did he? But only for the main characters. If he talked to any, you know, the other students, it was usually to tell them to get lost, as he was too busy telling Slater that, you know, he needs a father figure. So it seems that Mr. Belding had no loyalty to anyone that didn't have a spot in the opening credits. Do you agree with this?
No, absolutely not.
Can you prove otherwise?
I made it a point every week to get to know every kid's name that was an extra in that school. I could tell you everyone's name that walked the halls.
Oh.
And even though Mr. Belding, because the writers write it that way, did not have lines to say to those kids, he did acknowledge them and did know who they were and did care about them.
Okay.
So I would say it's absolutely not true.
I'm glad you were able to disprove me on that one. What do you think made Saved by the Bell so successful and run as long as it did? It was 11 seasons all in all, and it's shown in over 85 countries worldwide. Let's face it, let's be blunt about it. Every storyline was the same. It was the same people getting into trouble. There was always the same kiss and makeup at the ending. So why was it so successful? Why do you think people didn't get bored with it?
Well, the show was about basic rights and wrongs. It was about the first time things happened. The first time you lied to your best friend and got caught. It was about the first romance you had. It was about a lot of firsts that many kids, when you were that age, when I was that age, things that we all went through. There were a lot of different dynamics, different ways things happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you go times seven different kids, there were seven different ways to approach things. Plus, there were some things that repeated. That's, of course, true. That's just the way things are. But I think that also the high school was safe. And a lot of schools these days are not safe. The kids don't feel safe at school, so they felt safe at Bayside High School. And they kind of wish that they had been in a school like ours.
You're obviously very proud of Mr. Belding and of Saved by the Bell. I mean, do you own every one on video?
I have the tapes. Okay. I have them somewhere.
And out of all the 11 years, which cast members did you prefer, the new class or the originals?
Well, there's only one first, and that's the original, and if I had to choose, I would choose them.
Okay, well, talking about the original cast, then, I went into a website the other day called whowouldyoukill.com, and they asked people to vote for who they would kill off in a show. Now, as it stood earlier today when I last checked, there were 65,749 people who had voted for killing certain characters of Saved by the Bell. Now, who do you think got the most votes off the top of your head?
Well, I would have to think Screech.
Okay, you're correct, with 16,987 of them. But where do you think Mr. Belding was in line for the killing?
I don't, maybe second or third, I guess.
Oh, well, you'll be surprised to know that you were fifth.
Wow.
And people they'd like to kill off before you would be Jesse, Kelly, and Zach, and obviously Screech. So
That's interesting.
And if you could kill off anybody from Saved by the Bell, who would you kill?
Oh, I wouldn't kill off anybody.
Oh, go on. You had a shotgun, and
can't do it.
No.
I don't, the whole premise is kind of shows where our country is, doesn't it? Or where our world is. And I got to tell you, I just came from Afghanistan
right.
for the USO. I've seen some of the killing that's going on and don't really have a taste for that.
Well, we'll leave that aside and leave it just for weird internet people like me. Okay, well, was there any jealousy between Screech and you? Because, I mean, Screech obviously has a lot of comedy genius. Did you ever think, you know, couldn't I have had some of his lines? Did you ever think that? More in the later series when you worked with him in the new class.
Actually, just the opposite. I really liked working with him because I knew something funny was always going to happen.
Okay.
And that we were actually a very good team. I was a straight man. He had the punchline. So you need both to have good comedy.
In a fight with the Bayside crew and the California Dreams crew, who do you think would win?
Oh, our crew would win. We had Slater.
You would kick their ass. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about students that have gone on, like Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jessie, you know, stripping in the film Showgirls? Were you ashamed?
No, I wasn't ashamed. I think Elizabeth is a terrific person, and she didn't ask me whether she should do it or not, so I don't think I should have any judgment about whether she did it.
Did you enjoy the film?
I didn't see it.
Okay, then we'll move on. Of all the episodes of Saved by the Bell, which one was your favorite?
The graduation episode of the original class, because I got to say goodbye to all the kids for everyone, you know what I mean?
So you were able to share your love.
Exactly.
If you could have a student to headmaster fling with any of the three chicks in the original series, which one would it be? No
a
one but
student
know.
Headmaster fling?
Yeah, go on.
I got this question all the time. What I would do is put my hands together as if I was getting handcuffed, you know?
So you like it kinky?
Well, no, because you'd go straight to jail.
right.
with a headmaster student fleeing like that.
It's hypothetical. It's all hypothetical, Dennis. I go on. You have your one chance here. No one will find out. And
I know, but you have to understand that this is something I couldn't allow myself to think about because it would totally change the way I looked at all the kids. And I did look at them as and never in that light. So I just never have allowed myself to think that way. Now, as adults, they're looking quite fantastic. Tiffany looks terrific. Elizabeth is gorgeous, and so is Lark. You know, so you couldn't go wrong with any one of the three now.
I'm going to ask you to do something now. You've been doing it for such a long time. You must know it. So I'd like you to sing the theme tune for us. Can you do that?
That's easy. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm goes out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I get my books in, I give myself a look. I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell. How's that?
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Do you blast that around your house and sort of jump on your bed and run around?
No, but I do it when I go to talk to schools.
Oh, okay.
And I'll say, do you know the theme song? And the kids will go, yeah. And then we'll sing it along. And
do you sing in harmony with them all? Like, you know, 2,000 people singing the Saved by the Bell theme tune. It's amazing. I can
see. And then I'll say, you see, that's how easy it is to learn. When you like something, you can learn the words to a song. You can learn the words to other things.
Oh,
and
totally.
It makes a point.
What do you love and hate about the character, Mr. Belding?
What I hate about him? I didn't hate anything about him. I thought he might have gotten a little silly sometimes and not realized that he was maybe acting a little immature. Or sometimes he was willing to go to extremes to be one of the kids. And you can't always be part of the kids, you know. I mean, you are the adult, you are the principal, so there has to be some separation.
Can you explain to me how Screech became assistant principal?
He was my assistant, not really assistant principal.
So he's like your secretary?
More like a principal in training.
Did you ever see your job threatened by it?
Never.
Now that Saved by the Bell is finished, at the age of 52, what do you see yourself doing? I mean, you've written a book called Rating the Agents, which is a guide for actors.
Yeah, I did that. I did that a long time ago, and I did that because there were all these acting books out there that told people which agents were best, but I did it scientifically. I took the actors that were on TV, I looked up their agents, and I scored it.
Right.
And then I figured, well, these agents are best for guest stars, and these are best for co-stars.
So how good is your agent?
My agent's pretty good. My agent got me the job for Seventh Heaven without my having to audition, so that went really well.
Back to Saved by the Bell. Was Zach and that little minx Kelly Kapowski an item in real life?
I understand that all the kids dated each other from one time to another.
Group orgy. That's cool.
Well, you got to realize, you know, they were in public school when it started, but it was difficult for them to stay in public school. So their social world was each other. So I don't really know who all dated who, with the exception of Screech, of course. Mario
the loser.
Dated most of the girls. No, Dustin's not a loser, but when we started, he was 11 and the other kids were 14. So they were friendly to him, but he wasn't really the same age. So.
Now, there's been loads of rumors that Mark Paul Gosselaar played Zach.
Yes.
He actually died in real life. I don't know whether that rumor's going around in America.
It's been going on and on.
You've heard it then as well. Okay, so can you clarify?
He's alive and well, and he's working on NYPD Blue. But for some reason, this started a long time ago, back when we were doing the wedding in Las Vegas, and they actually had to have him take a picture with the newspaper with the current date and everything to disprove the rumor.
Wow.
And it goes on to this day. I don't know why. It's kind of like with the Beatles when they said Paul
McCartney, yeah.
I mean, I don't compare us to the Beatles, please understand, but...
Well, you are the Beatles of Saturday morning TV, Dennis. Don't put yourself down.
Well, we were the first, and we did pretty good. So, well, what a compliment that is. Thank you for that. I mean, that's,
well, that's a pleasure.
Head and shoulders above anything I ever thought.
Well, what would you say in your long career as being your lowest point or something that you regret doing?
I can't say I regret doing anything because I've learned from everything I've done, whether it was good or bad. But the low points are when you're not working, you're struggling, and you're just trying to figure out a way to eat. I mean, I've had those days. I slept on the floor in a sleeping bag. I cleaned theaters in exchange for acting classes. I, you know, barely made it from month to month. And that's the life of an actor, I guess. You just have to be committed enough to get to that point. So, you know, it can get pretty difficult from time to time.
And do you have a family now to support you, you know, in any hard times?
No, I was married for a while. That didn't work out.
Diane, was it?
Yeah.
Right, was she an educational psychologist, I heard?
Yes.
Now, how long ago was that marriage?
91 to 96.
Okay, now, you were being this, like, principal on TV, and she was working in education, so I was wondering, you know, knowing both a lot about education, did you ever play any school games, you know? Dress up in sort of teacher and student, you naughty boy sort of thing?
Yeah, I never pretended to really know enough about education. I knew the part, and I played the role, but I knew I wasn't really an educator, so...
So you never took the role home with you and played?
Never a problem with that.
It may have worked if you did. I don't know. I heard that you were a contestant on the game show Scrabble.
Yes.
That's true. How long ago was that?
That was in the mid-80s, I think. You know, it was one way to make some money.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won $5,000.
Well, not a bad way at all to get into some money, is it? As Mr. Belding, which would you say is your favorite pupil? As Mr.
Well,
Belding.
Well, I think as Mr. Belding, you'd have to say Zach, because even though he was in his office a lot, Mr. Belding named his child Little Zach.
And which one, as just a spectator, as yourself, as Dennis Haskins, which is your favorite character out of the pupils?
Oh, boy. That's interesting. I don't know. I kind of like Screech.
Okay.
I think he's funny. He's different from all the rest. I thought that he was the life of the party. He was the one that made things different.
Okay, well, it's nearly the end, but I'm going to just leave you with one question. And that is, how would you say you've contributed to the good of mankind?
Wow. Because people know the show, and through that, because they know me as Mr. Belding, I have been able to go and support many different charities. I can go in and do benefits for, and I do benefits for cystic fibrosis, or for Ronald McDonald Houses, or for cancer research, or leukemia research, and I can go and give my time for a weekend or a day and support what other people are doing every day for years and years. And that's how I choose to do my charity work. I just came from a trip for the USO, visiting not only American troops, but also British and Dutch and Romanian and Spanish and Turkish and all kinds of troops, just to let them know that we haven't forgotten about them. So while it's my turn, and as long as people want me to, I'll go support different events and charities.
Dennis, it sounds like you have a very, very golden heart, which is...
Well, I know that I've made many mistakes in my life, but hopefully I've learned from them, and it's to let people know it's okay to make mistakes. It's just what you do after you've made them that makes the difference.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for the interview. It was lovely talking to you. And
a pleasure. Yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Take care, Dennis.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.